Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally O'Courtney, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, I have a woman who sets the standard in activism on several issues. One of them is chemtrails and geoengineering. She has done more to bring attention, to bring light to the fact that we are being sprayed overhead in Ireland, where she is from, and around the world. So Greta Murphy is my honored guest. This is the fourth time I've had the privilege of interviewing her, and she is a well-known figure. Now, tomorrow is Saturday, January 25th, and it is the second global march against chemtrails and geoengineering. What I did last year, I didn't attend a march with many, but it didn't prevent me from marching right outside my door. I printed up flyers. I got them from worldgathering.net, which is my friend Michael Irving's website, worldgathering.net. And I printed out some flyers. I actually reduced it, the flyer I chose, and then added some website, including his, let me go to the actual flyer and tell you what other websites I posted on it. One of them was geoengineeringwatch.org. Another one was globalskywatch.com. And then, of course, I put my blog, because I never educate people about chemtrails that I don't likewise educate them about vaccines and vice versa. And my blog is billiontoddlermarchforsurvival.blogspot.com. And if you look at this year's blog, it's all about vaccines. Last year's blog is all about vaccines. The year before, however, I was a multifaceted person, and I was basically bringing to light everything that is threatening the well-being of our children. Of course, chemtrails was included in that. Now, let me check to see where my friend Greta is. I know she was having a cup of tea last time I saw her. She has not yet called in. Okay, well, I want to thank her because on February 21st, I'm having an event here in New York City, and I sent an email saying, help New York City's children, and she got it published in One World Chronicle. Now, Louis, the guy who is a writer for One World Chronicle, he just, you know, published the actual email that I had sent to Greta and many others. And but she's the one responsible for getting this done. But Louis the guy has covered the most interesting topics. I certainly have made a multitude of comments under many of his articles for the One World Chronicle because he covers Kathy Sinnott, and who's a former member of Parliament of the European Parliament from Ireland, and she is still in the fight of the children's lives in Ireland to remain free, basically. There is the Convention on the Rights of the Child that they are trying to get as many countries to sign on to. But the fact of the matter is it takes away rights from families and children. So she has been fighting what was a skewed outcome to a vote they had as a referendum in Ireland. So it's very wordy and very complicated, but not really. She's saying that the government's money was used to coerce people for a yes vote without giving equal time, although publicly funded, for both perspectives. So that's still going on. It had passed, and she's challenged it along with a woman by the name of Joanna, and it's still, as far as I know, in the works. So until this comes to a resolution, one way or another, nothing can really happen in terms of affecting a yes vote. Fantastic. If we just keep this this perpetually going, the fight, then nothing can happen to the kids, you know? So that's what we have to do. We have to perpetually keep the fight on, and she needs funding, and I'll put some information about this under it because we are fighting for the freedom of the children of Ireland from confiscation by the state. Okay. So, my friend Brita Murphy, I don't know what's going on, but let me tell you a little bit more. Brita also fights to awaken the Irish people and the United States and people in the United States to their sovereignty as individuals. And the Irish people in particular, she has been at the forefront of educating people. I've had her on, as I say, three other times. And she's all about freedom, and she's all about breathing. That's all she really wants, you know. She tied herself to the Parliament in Ireland, in Dublin, and to bring awareness to the fact that she can't breathe, and neither can you. And it's not good for me, and it's not good for you. So it's acts like these that make the difference. She's here. Okay, cheerio, I will pick her up now. Or Slancho, I will pick her up now. Hi, Brita.
Hi, Sally. I'm having some trouble with the landline.
Well, you're
so I'm on my cell phone.
I hear
I'm on my cell phone.
So.
Can
yes,
you hear
I
me?
Hear you I hear you perfectly, absolutely perfectly.
Just in case... I should have enough credit, but just in case it goes, it's not I've cut you off, but I have a problem with the landline.
Well, let us embark
anyway,
on your activism. Are you speaking tomorrow again for the World Chemtrail?
No, because I would like to, but it's where they're holding it. It is not easy to get to.
I can appreciate
last
year that.
Last year it was easy, just had to get on a train and go. There's a number of people going, but I want to sort of celebrate it with you today, since I can't be there tomorrow.
Well, you know, Brita, what I'm telling everyone is to download a flyer from Michael Irving's website, gathering.net, as I did last year. I just walked right out my front door, and I started to distribute it to everybody who passed me. I distributed 32 flyers last time, and I was not at a proper march. I just thought, I can march where I am.
Yeah, we did that in Cork last year. We handed out flyers. But I have noticed people are getting sicker and sicker. And we're hearing helicopters at 4 a.m. in the morning. I live near a small army base. And friends of mine have seen these big black military helicopters. I think they're part of NATO. They're in most Western countries. Even though Ireland is supposed to be neutral. But we're not. And our so-called government is complicit in what's happening to the people of Ireland. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm not going to interrupt you. You have a lot to say, and I want you to use the entire time before your phone expires.
People may not be aware of some of the symptoms. Can I read some of them?
Absolutely.
Fatigue, headaches, sinus pain, muscle pain, joint pain, frequently cracking joints, depression, insomnia, anxiety, anger issues, inability to concentrate, looping thoughts or songs, salty metallic taste to the air, chemical taste to the air, swelling inflammation, ringing in the ears, changes in the eyesight, near or far sizes, upper respiratory infections, elevated blood pressure, accelerated heartbeat, heart pain, skipping heartbeats, shortness of breath, loss of balance, dark circles under the eyes, stomach pains, frequent illness, difficulty in its achieving deep sleep, vivid or restless dreams. These symptoms are being experienced by a rapidly growing number of people around the world. They are commonly associated with the...
Go ahead.
They are commonly associated with the appearance of chemtrails.
Yes. I wanted to ask you also, what was not on your list, Rita, and I'm interested to know this. I know when they were spraying the Gulf Coast here in America, that, you know, which with the car accident, a lot of people had blood. There was blood from the nose, blood when they went to the bathroom that was also associated with the spraying. Is this also associated with chemtrails? I didn't know this. You mentioned that.
I know, but it's from Global Sky Watch, they have mentioned this.
Uh-huh.
There is apparently two types of chemtrails. Not this Christmas gone by, the Christmas before. I experienced one of them where I had to stay indoors, didn't want to eat or drink, but I had to be near a bathroom because I had to keep running to the bathroom with diarrhea, which is sure a sign of poison. I have a feeling, too, from listening to Ross Tanner, that there is mercury in these chemicals, in these chemtrails. And they can spray any region they want. They can carry diseases.
Well,
Brita,
last year when I marched outside my house, right, when I just went up and down my block distributing flyers, for the first time, people paid attention to me. For the first time. Because I said to them, I said, you know what just happened in Syria where they sprayed sarin gas and all these children died and everybody looked very, very serious? And I said, well, look up. They could change the mix tomorrow from aluminum, barium, magnesium,
yes,
sarin gas all over the world and wipe all of us out. Boy, did that make an impression.
Yeah, I know that people are more receptive. When, like, we have terrible weather here for this country. We've always had a very not nice climate. But the damage that was done the last few weeks was really unbelievable. And like Dane Whittington has said, the weather is not normal anymore. We don't have weather forecasts. We have weather schedules. If they say it's going to be fine tomorrow, it is going to be fine. What's going on, like, I had an argument with someone today. Not an argument, a disagreement. They're waiting for someone to get into office here so they can deal with chemtrails. I reckon we don't have that long. They use Shannon Airport, which is a civilian airport, for the planes going to Afghanistan, Iraq. And Raytheon is one of the biggest manufacturers of arms in the U.S. And they were listed. And they're listed in the chemtrails as well. I have about 250 patents here in my home. And Hughes's was another one. They're like Thomas Sheridan, he's an Irish writer, has said, we're in the grip of psychopaths. They don't care what they do to us. They don't care what they do to Mother Earth.
I think they care very much that they destroy us and Mother Earth.
Sorry?
I said, to the contrary, I believe they care very much that they destroy us and Mother Earth.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think some of them wouldn't care if they destroy themselves. Like, there's other things going on here in Ireland, which I'm trying to fight as well, but I will never give up fighting chemtrails. And then, of course, you know I came under what Alex Hunter called a direct attack by direct weapons. That was very unpleasant last year.
Well, I was very worried about you, Greta. I am pleased to be speaking with you and have you sounding so energetic today.
Yeah, because I get angry and then I use my anger in a constructive way.
That's right.
I don't think I say to myself, who do they think they are that can take someone's life? And I notice some of the people who are anti-geoengineering are not even using the word genocide anymore. You know, it is genocide, and the sooner we call it what it is, the better.
Well, that's what
it is, genocide.
Are too. That's what vaccines are too, and we are calling, you know what, my mother used to say, I don't call a spade, I call a spade a dirty little shovel. And you know, the sooner we speak, talk turkey, we have to talk turkey. We don't have time here.
No, I keep saying I have this disagreement with this guy. He wanted me, said, oh, wait till such and such gets in the office. I said, you think that Ireland is a corporation? Do you think? Why would he join a corporation? That lot in Kildare Street, that's where they are. They don't care so long as they line their own pockets. It's the hell with the rest of us. Like the 7,000 people going hungry in this country, and 200,000 of them are children.
Oh.
It's outrageous because we are a very wealthy country in resources.
That's right, you certainly are.
I mean, we have enough oil and gas, maybe more than a third of the world, or maybe two-thirds, maybe nearly as much as Saudi Arabia. And yet the people are in suffering. But people have to understand that the central bank does not belong to the Irish people. It's the World Bank. Irish people have got into their head because we bail the banks out, that we own the banks. We do not own the banks. The central bank belongs to the World Bank. There's only four countries where there isn't a central bank. Iran is one. I can't remember the other three. Oh, Syria. And that's why they want to go to war with these countries. And humanitarian aid, my foot. They get in there and they get their feet in on the ground. And children start disappearing. You can see I feel very passionate about a lot of things. But basically it comes back to chemtrails. Until people realize that we can't wait. It took 10 years for the truth of Shannon to come out about the U.S. planes using it. We don't have 10 years for the truth to come out about chemtrails. And some of these planes were seen at Shannon Airport, which is a civilian airport in the west of Ireland. It's not a military. We've had rendition, means they took people, took them to countries where people were tortured. Who knows what else they did? And we were told just because the American embassy here or some American authorities assured the government here there was nothing untoward on these planes. Well, you heard a lady called Claire Daly speak. Why she was so angry, it's against their constitution for any foreign army to land in uniform and, you know, it's against the constitution. I mean, she called Barack Obama what he is.
She is a member of parliament, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, I've seen her.
She will never. Yes, she's very straightforward. She says it as it is. And I admire her for that. So, I hope, like, I see children here, and they're on inhalers. They're not well at all. Every second person I meet, they're telling me they're feeling very ill. This is not normal. And if we wait much longer, we're all going to be too sick to fight this. There, for about 6 months, I got some very bad infections. But I fought them off with colloidal silver.
Excellent.
I don't want to take Western medicine because I think Western medicine only makes things worse. So,
well, in Western medicine, you are not allowed to heal. Your problems can be managed, but they can't be healed.
No, and if you ever looked at an inside a direction of a conventional medicine, and you see the side effects, it's worse than the cure. So
Is Ireland affected by GMOs, Brita?
They're trying to GMO our potato. But mostly our food is quite good.
I had the freshest, most delicious food I've ever had in my life in Ireland.
Yes, our cattle are out on the land, but now I worry about that because they're not kept in sheds. They're out grazing on the land, but now I worry about with the spraying that the pH is affecting the growth of grass. I know people who tried to grow vegetables and they were not successful. So if you want to grow anything, you have to put it under one of these tunnels. Well,
what I've been told, and I've noticed this is true, is that food is not growing. Plants that do not yield something edible, like flowers, have been growing far more successfully than things that you can eat.
That is true. I have seen my country burnt brown in spring, where it was always green. I see leaves, the barks of leaves of trees are dying. And when you see birds won't even eat some, I might throw out some bread to them, they won't even eat it.
Really?
And neither will my dog. You know, I never had that problem years ago. Whatever I put out, they eat. It is sad. It could be stopped. It has to be stopped. I want my blue skies back.
I want to feel healthy.
I'm sick of feeling sick nearly every month.
Also, what people need to realize is that they are blocking the sun and our vitamin D, which builds our immunity. So this is a very important issue.
And you see, with the fluoridation of our water, people are complaining of a leaky gut. I forgot that. the poison is getting into the stomach. Now, water would be great if you could take it to flush it out, but I wouldn't recommend water or ice cream because of the fluoridation of our water here. And some of the, what they call MPs in England, TDs here, voted to keep it in the water. Keep this fluoride in the water and this acid, which is coming in from China. There's a court case being taken this year. She's only a young girl, and she's trying to raise the money for this. It's not easy, and I can see further down the line that we're going to have to take a class action against them to stop this spraying. I've been in contact with people who know guys in our army, and the army guys know it's happening. They have said it, but they're afraid to say it because of their jobs.
Well,
like, we only have a small army. We only have a small army. We have a small navy, and we have...
I'm just saying that people, in the name of keeping their jobs, are committing the most heinous crimes. And money is the root of all evil. If this is not the best example of it, I can't imagine what is. People who know that they are doing the wrong thing are doing the wrong thing for money that is worthless. It's in actuality worthless.
Mm. But I would know some people who would be connected with the army. So what we have here in Ireland is just a small air force, a small navy, and a small army, which is a defense force. But sadly, we might be better off if we could get out of the EU. What they're trying to do to your country with Mexico, Canada, and the United States, turn it into another, like the EU.
Right.
That's what they want to do. They also want to do it with the African countries and the Asian countries. The New World Order.
We all have to roll over and just play dead so they can get away with all these atrocities.
Well, I will never roll over and let them kill me.
Well, I will never roll over and let them kill the babies of New York City. I've narrowed it down to just my area because we are 8 million deaths in this area. If I can just stop it here, you know, I'm trying to get a worldwide ban on vaccines, but I'm happy if I can just affect my own locality. I live in New York City. So many children, possibly 500,000 children, will be affected by this recent mandate. And I really appreciate your getting the word out through the One World Chronicle, Brita. I really value you.
Yeah, they're good guys. I said those One World Chronicle, they're very good because they do put up articles of interest on an international scale. And, of course, there's a lot breaking here in Ireland with the turbines and these big pylons. This is supposed to be for the UK, and the people in the UK don't want it. And if they're allowed to continue with this, people are up in arms over it, they're allowed to continue with this, carry on with pylons, wind farms, we will have no country to live in.
Now, what is the negative effect of these, please? Would you explain this? Because not everyone, or in fact, no one realizes this. Please be very specific in explaining what the problem is.
Wind farms do not just run by wind. They have to be subsidized very heavily by, I call the ESB, that's the light company here, or gas, 24/7. And at times, if the wind is too high, they have to turn them off because they're dangerous. They have come down in Donegal last year. They can be blown off. It's like a seven-story high. This is what they want to put in the Midlands of Ireland. A grid in the Midlands of Ireland, and people, it also has a felt flickering light and a low intermittent noise which affects people's health. So people are fighting that as well. Like if they're allowed to continue with this, we won't have a country to live in. When I read about, I think in America they put up, I don't know what, 1 million of these wind farms. And they have now been left to rust. I don't know where in America, it's just something I was reading. They have now been left to rest. The same in Hawaii. I'm not sure about Canada, but everywhere they tried with this. But of course they got people under, you know, this carbon thing. That means, to me, that means red on, or green on the outside and red in the middle. People fell into the trap of believing about the energy, which is another scam. People don't understand that it is dirty energy, and it's been propped up by people who are making money out of it.
Now,
it is pure greed.
This is all part of UN's Agenda 21?
Yes, exactly. They're now trying to put water meters in here to charge us for poisoning us. There is no way will I consent to that. To come near my gate, I will run them. I have no contact with you. Leave me in peace. We have to understand the legalese, the words they're using at us. It is not law. It is legalese. It's not English. So we have to educate ourselves about the language they're using at us. So if you take, like I got a friend of mine to do a letter for me last year, and he said, "Rita, that's not good English." I said, "It's not meant to be good English. It is legalese." And people think the Irish are not doing anything because we're not really out on the streets. I can tell you, Sally, there's a lot of stuff going on legal-wise. And the banks don't have any license. When you have ever got a loan out, it's alleged a loan, because when you sign for something, it's your signature gives the power to it. And if they send in a debt collector, they can't do that, because that means they've already sold on your loan. So they want to get paid twice over. Like, I would like Irish people to understand that the central bank, it is not state-owned. It belongs to the World Bank. It has nothing to do with the Irish, with Ireland. And people need to understand that money has been created out of thin air. But all I can advise people is to try and keep their immune system up, to get rest, to eat well, and just not to go out on the heavy spraying days. I'm in touch with a lot of activists around Ireland, but like, we're all spread out and we're all getting very sick. A friend of mine, now it took her 3 months to get well. You know, and we're trying everything we can. You know, we're trying vitamins, we're trying all sorts of things to keep our immune systems right. And the colloidal silver is very good. Sorry?
Yes, dear.
What people don't understand, they may not feel any of the side effects some of us are feeling, but this thing accumulates. It builds up. So every time you step out your door, you're breathing all that crap. And I happen to be maybe one of the unfortunate ones. I can taste it and I can smell it. One occasion, it smelled like rotten eggs. I feel sometimes I'm like the canary in the coal mine.
Yes, that's right. You know, we had dry rain here once in Queens, New York, where you could not see it, but you could feel this very fine prickling on your skin. And the chemtrails were very thick above us. It was just like a thick carpet of chemtrails. And anyone else might have thought that those were clouds, but, you know, a thick carpet of clouds, but they weren't. And I felt this prickling on my skin, and you couldn't see it. I was straining to see it, and then I stepped under an overpass, and it stopped. Then I went back out, and I felt it again. And so while you couldn't see it, you could feel it. And it has to go somewhere. It can't be that thick and not go somewhere. I saw a woman sitting outside by her pool, and she was just sitting there talking, and she said, "You can't see what's pouring down on me now, but if you looked at my pool," and you looked at her pool, it looked like it was raining according to the way the water was reacting. And yet you could not see it visually. It was so fine. Yeah, this has gotten to the point where we are getting this dry rain. I'd be eager to hear from other people, because if you're getting dry rain, you have got a preponderance of chemtrails.
Yeah, I'm just reading here. It's very important to think of children. Just as most symptoms of mercury poison do not generally appear onto the mercury, reaches a certain level in the body. Chemtrail toxicity appears to work exactly the same way. So with the children getting these vaccines, and we all know there's mercury in them, now they want all babies born in the EU to be chipped. But I keep telling people, you don't have to do this. You educate before you vaccinate.
Well, I'm just telling people at this point, steer clear of any place that might have a needle lurking nearby. Stay away from hospitals and doctors and schools and the military and anybody who's likely to inject you, or your children, obviously. And if it comes to the point where if some doctor will not stop when you tell them do not inject this child, throw yourself between the needle and the child and take the shot yourself, because it'll have 1/30th the effect on an adult it will have on an infant. And they're shooting them up. We've got almost 50 shots here in the U.S., the CDC, almost 50 shots to the age of 5.
My God. I read somewhere. I read somewhere for a child to get so many vaccines, a grown man wouldn't be able to take them. I can't remember the exact.
Well, we're talking the equivalent of 1,500 shots through the age of 5, if you were to, is how the child is experiencing it. you know, versus an adult. I'm just, you know, this is so, so, they're going to kill our children, and nobody will go to jail for it except the parents, who will be accused of shaken baby syndrome. It happens every single day. This is the crime of the century because it's a double crime. And in South Africa, they may be putting away both parents after giving this child 21 doses of vaccine.
That, you know, like, I believe it, but a lot of people would find it hard to believe that people would behave like this.
Their job—they're just doing their job. That's all they're doing. They're just doing their job.
Yeah, like they did in the 30s with Hitler. And papers, please. I refuse to carry an identity card. I will not. I have a passport. If they need to see that, they can. But what they don't like, if you show your passport, it says you must be allowed to pass freely without any hindrance. So I just keep on fighting. But coming under that attack from this sort of direct weapons was very unpleasant. I actually had 14 different symptoms, health symptoms. Because Alex sent it to me there the other day. He's saying now that his son has heart pain, he has heart pain, and his father has heart pain. And his computer goes down every so often. Every time I mention something sensitive to do with chemtrails or heart, my computer will go down. That is not a coincidence.
Well, Rita Murphy, we have possibly only 1 minute left. Would you like to say something in conclusion? I would like to say, if I may, that if you wish to join our group on Facebook, Rita Murphy and mine and several other people are the administrators, it's called Operation Blue Sky NYC. Now, it's, you know, it's a local group, but quite frankly, the best information that I post to this group, I get from Rita Murphy. So you know there are just absolute gems of information there. Operation Blue Sky NYC. Okay, you have the last word, Rita Murphy, my friend.
Well, for all the chemtrail activists in Ireland, I wish them all the best tomorrow. And never give up hope. Keep on fighting, because we will win in the end. We will defeat this government that is complicit in genocide.
And everybody, please go to worldgathering.net and download some flyers and hit the street. You don't have to be part of a formal march. You can march yourself where you live. Educate, and if we don't have time not to. Thank you, Brita. I appreciate your calling all the way from Ireland, and I'm so pleased that we got a full conversation addressing the many issues that you are engaged in actively.
Yeah, and I just say to people, find out about these wind farms and the big pylons that are going to stretch right across Ireland and disturb people's lives and their homes and their health. So, best of luck